You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Nick Olmos, and this is Tech In 2 with Wired. Today's briefing is brought to you by NetSuite by Oracle, the world's number one cloud business system. NetSuite gives you the visibility and control needed to make smart decisions and grow with confidence. Save time and money and gain agility and scale by managing your company's finances in one place in real time, from your desktop or phone. Start today. Right now, NetSuite is offering valuable insights with a free guide, 7 Key Strategies to Grow Your Profits, at netsuite.com/wired. Get your free guide at netsuite.com/wired. Tech In 2 was originally launched to give you the most important news of the day in 2 minutes or less, but it has become increasingly clear that right now the news you need to know is all about one thing, the global coronavirus pandemic. Wired has launched a daily newsletter covering the pandemic, and for the time being, it will replace Tech In 2 in your inboxes. It will serve you the same important, fact-driven news you're used to in the brief, cut-through-the-noise format you signed up for in the first place. Your regular programming will return, but for the time being, stay safe and stay informed with our coverage and this letter from our editor-in-chief, Nick Thompson. The job of a journalist is to keep the public informed. At its best, our profession helps to shine lights where light isn't being shined and help people make the billions of little decisions that flap the butterfly wings that govern our world. That always matters, but it's hard to think of a moment in my lifetime where it has mattered more than right now. Because of one virus, or even perhaps one encounter with a bat, entire countries are being shut down. Venice was founded roughly 1,600 years ago and probably hasn't been this empty since the days of the Black Death. The heroes of the moment are the doctors and the other healthcare workers keeping people alive, the civilians caring for their neighbors, the construction workers putting up temporary testing facilities, the scientists trying to map and track the virus, the researchers developing diagnostics, drugs, and vaccines. But journalists have a crucial role to play too. We have to provide the best information possible at a time where many things are unclear. We have to combat the lies that spread online or even from seats of power. We need to help the public understand the science of COVID-19, and we need to spotlight the work that could help lead us to a cure. We need to play our civic part in helping to flatten the curve. Wired has a particular responsibility here, as a publication that's always focused on finding solutions and as a publication obsessed by science and the future. So, we've moved many of our reporters to cover the pandemic. We'll be dedicating as many resources as we can to playing whatever role we can in keeping the public informed. And so, as part of that effort, we're lifting our paywall on coronavirus stories and starting a newsletter highlighting the best coverage of this pandemic, both from Wired and from other publications. You can get started with some essential reading on our website. Stay safe out there. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech In 2 newsletter at wired.com/tt.